This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. King Charles III will be crowned tomorrow, and this weekend we'll see events all across Britain. To tell us what's going on in the Tunbridge area, I'm joined now by the leader of Tunbridge and Morning Borough Council, Matt Boughton. Matt, what's going on?
Lots of stuff's going on all up and down the borough in every single community as well, and it's going to be a fantastic celebration of the King. It's going to be a fantastic celebration of the royal family, and what it's going to do is really bring communities together just when we need it. So our biggest event is on Sunday. That's going to take place on the castle lawn at Tunbridge Castle. Nice big tea party there. Please come on down if you can. Bring your friends, your family, your neighbours. You'd see lots of bunting up and down the high street and around the castle as well, and really just get into the spirit of it all too.
Is there an entrance fee for that?
Nope. Feel free to come along and celebrate. That's what we want people to do, and I hope that many people will be able to do so. There are lots of different activities taking place up and down the borough as well. A lot of our parish councils have pulled out the stops significantly over the last few months planning these as well. I'm going to go and attend a tea party in Merryworth, which is one of the villages just near me. And again, we'll be there. We'll be celebrating the coronation and all that it stands for as well. There's another picnic in the park in East Peckham, the village where I live, on Monday that we'll be attending. And I think I've tallied up and we're up to something like 38 different events over the course of Sunday and Monday. But if you go on the TNBC website, you'll be able to check out there and have a look at your nearest ones, and hopefully everyone will be able to get down and be with neighbours and friends and celebrate the occasion.
And have individual residents taken the initiative as well, having road closures, for example, for local street parties?
Yes, absolutely. There are a few taking place, again, in different communities. The way that we've approached this, a bit like the Jubilee celebrations last year, is not by the council sort of dictating to people that you must hold a street party and it must be like this and you must follow this particular form. It's down to individual communities and individual people as to how they want to celebrate. But what they hopefully know is that the council will always support them. And if it's things like road closures, we'll always be understanding and we'll also always help as well. And where we've got, obviously, Tunbridge Castle, which is a very special reflection of our history in the town, we're utilising the space that we've got there to bring everyone together, not just in Tunbridge, but the whole of the borough as well. So we hope people will be able to turn out, and we hope the weather will hold up as well.
Matt Boughton, leader of Tunbridge and Morning Borough Council, thanks very much. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.